Thank you, Father. We pray that your anointing rests upon your word of faith. That the power of your word be exalted and magnified in this house. We thank you today in Messiah's wonderful name. Help us all that we may understand your truth. And obey those things that are pleasing before you, Father. Give us great knowledge and understanding in this hour. For that we do need in the mighty name of Yahshua Messiah. We bless you tonight for all things in that wonderful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yo, we bless you all. You may be seated. I certainly do give him thanks and praise tonight. For all of his mighty goodness and kindness. As I think about all the things that he has granted unto his house. Much he has given unto his people. Has given us voices to exalt him, to praise him, and to lift him up. And he certainly expects that. We can see the corruption of man today in every aspect of life. He's doing his own will. He's doing those things that are righteous in his own sight. He has determined, because he is a God, that what he does is right. So he has no laws to govern what he does. His thoughts, his imaginations are based upon whatever extreme thing that he can conjure up in his mind. Because he's given himself over unto vile, unclean spirits. So the law of Yahweh has no anointing or power or all in his life. As we can see the great, as they would say, the parade, the memorial of former President Reagan. Yet they are going out with great pomp and circumstance to exalt this man. Over 100,000 people on last night visited his casket. And the only thing they saw was a draped casket with a flag. And yet they came by the hundreds of thousands to visit a casket. Man is already Congress. They want to rename buildings and things after him. Because they want to make his name a memorial. That he shall never be forgotten out of the minds of this nation and the nations abroad. And so they want to extend that name and make it known in every nation that when they think about the great communicator, or the one that lifted America to her heights, this is synonymous with President Ronald Reagan. Yet he was a sinful, wicked man. Indulge into astrology and all kinds of satanic practices. It shows you the heart of this nation and the mind of this nation. It is one that is corrupt. It is one that is filled with sin and wickedness. It has defied the laws of Yahweh, not some Lord or God, but the laws of Yahweh, not Christo or Jesus, but Yahweh is his name. When men think of President Ronald Reagan, regardless to what country that they hear of his name, it will be Ronald Reagan. It is the law of grammar. It is the honor of grammar. No name can ever be translated. It can only be transliterated. It is the same wherever one goes. And so man will say that the Father's name is a Hebrew name. He spoke to a Hebrew people. He did not speak to an English-speaking people. He spoke to a Hebrew people. But he made a profound statement that even the Gentiles shall know his name. That is what I want to stress tonight. You're not going into the kingdom when you deny scripture. Man denies Scripture today. The power of Scripture is not predicated upon how we feel or how we perceive a thing. It is based upon what Yahweh says, and it is established. His name is a memorial unto him, as men today are memorializing Mr. Reagan. They want to name a building in every county of the United States that Mr. Reagan's name will be known. They want to change the $10 bill or the dime to place his picture there. They have studied even the feasibility of Mount Rushmore to see if they can put his face even there. And I watch as all of these memorials are going up, Korean War, the World War II veterans, yet there is no memorial to the name of the Father. He is some elusive thing as a unclean spirit. He has no power or any anointing. What is his name? I want to begin this truth tonight from Psalms 135 and verse 13. This is either the unction of Yahweh, and I believe that all Scripture is given by his inspiration, and it is profitable unto every man. I do not believe that David spoke by his own inspired heart. I believe it was the inspired quickening of the Father, Yahweh. David declares in Psalms 135, and I want to establish this because we know who the Gentiles are. The Gentiles are those that are outside of Israel, those that are not birth of the seed of Abraham. They are the Gentiles. It makes no difference of their ethnicity. They are heathens. And they were given over unto heathen practices. And they worship heathen gods. They worship deities and they divide. And they call upon different kinds of spirits to empower them. So anyone outside of Israel and Yehuda, if they were known as the Gentiles, the heathens, that practice heathenistic types of worshiping, they did not know the living Yahweh. They practiced their ancestry type of pagan practices, as those that came from Africa to the shores of this nation. They practiced their pagan types of religion. Those that came from England and different parts of the Scandinavian world, they practice their heathen practices. So anyone outside of the seed of Abraham, they are Gentiles. We that have been birthed by the Spirit of Yahweh, we are of the seed of Abraham. So we have been begotten of the Father, and we are sons of Yahweh, not sons of God, because the kings and the leaders were sons of gods. David declares in Psalms 135, verse 13, what simplicity to the scripture. He said, Yahweh, thy name, O Yahweh. He said, the strength of thy name is that it endure forever. He has an eternal name. Man has no authority to change it. This religious, perverted world has done that. They've given the Son a pagan name that has come from Jesus. This is such an ignorant generation. It has time for Walmart, Kmart, yet they're not pressing for the mark. Time for everything but what thus saith Yahweh. He's dealing with the Father's name. He's not dealing with His authority or His power. He said, and thy shame or thy name, O Yahweh, endure forever. It has sustainability. It will never falter. It transcends every type of language barrier. He said, and thy memorial. What is His memorial? It is His name. As President Reagan, His name in that memorial or the things that they will build will be synonymous with the name of President Reagan. And when one sees that edifice or the building, they will know that it is a memorial unto Reagan. And so Yahweh said, I will build my house, and it shall be a memorial unto me, and people shall know my name. And they shall call upon the Pacific One, and not one that is elusive, steeped in mysticism and Mithraism, but the one that is known for His mighty strength and power, for He has a name. And David said, thy memorial is His name, O Yahweh, throughout all generations. Now what says that His name has changed when He said that His name is a memorial throughout all generations? The name of Yahweh will never change. If this earth is sustained 10,000 years, America shall still know the name of the 40th president of the United States of America. And whether it is in the small island of the Philippines, or whether it is in Kinshasa, the name President Ronald Reagan will be enunciated with its English rendition. It will not be translated into a tongue of the Kiswahilis. It will be enunciated of the birth of his mother and father, the name that was given unto him. So shall the name of Messiah, as he came forth out of Joseph and Miriam. And the name Jesus could never be synonymous with Yahweh. It is a made up pagan identity. It has no power of the truth of Yahweh revealed unto a man, none whatsoever. This is a time that we are in that we can find out anything there is to find out. Yet because of the slothfulness and the laziness of this wicked generation, a corrupt people that cannot worship the Father in spirit and in truth because they don't know the Father. We cannot worship Him in a name that is not His name. We must know His name, and His name is a memorial unto Him. And His name endureth forever and ever. Yahweh always intended, even as the house of Israel knew Him and knew His name, yet He had elected a people that we call the Gentiles. They were heathens. You practice all kinds of heathen practices. You practice the Methodist way, the Pentecostal, the Holiness way, the Baptist way. And not any of those ways led you to any kind of truth that we were free from the bondage of sin. We continued in our sins and walking in the pleasures of wickedness and corruption. Because there was no pure worship unto Yahweh, which He specified that there must be, and the only way we must know the truth of His name. His name is not just a Hebrew name, although it is a Hebrew name, but that is His name, and it is an everlasting name. And when we can't believe that, and this nation doesn't believe that, they're looking. We are so caught up in emotionalism. They're looking for some feel. And Yahweh is not going to come down and speak to one of you all individually. He has spoken once by the profound testimony of Messiah. And he came to witness of the strength, the anointing, and the certainty of the Father, that we as sons should know our Father's name. And that is why he came in the power of that name. And all the miracles were done in that name. For he was the very epitome of the Father's truth, his word, his light, his justice, his judgment, his laws. And he gave great emphasis, great understanding to the witness of all the prophets that had prophesied and spoke of this mighty manifestation of the power of Almighty Yahweh. Those that are Gentiles is strange from Yahweh. He said, I will make my name known to all the nations, and they shall speak my name. Now, if Scripture does not give us a clear indication of that, then we will not know his name. But if Scripture gives us a clear indication of what Yahweh commanded and what he established, we better take heed and obey what he says. Scripture says in Malachi chapter 1, all the preachers of the nation will preach of the tithes and offerings of Malachi. Yet they will not speak of the Father's name. Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. It says, for from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the sun rises and it goes down every day. He said, my name, not his authority, but that implies my shame. My name shall be great. It shall be a magnificent name. My name shall be great among. Specifically, he identifies the people whereby his name shall be great. He did not say amongst Yisrael or Yehudah. He said, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name. And pure offerings, for my name shall be great among the heathen. He said, my name shall be great among the heathen, saith Yahweh of hosts. Now he declares the greatness of his name. He said that I will open up that profound revelation to all the Gentiles that they may know my name. And that was 400 years before even the prophet Yohanan the Baptizer ever stepped foot on the face of the earth. Yet Yahweh had prepared a man to take this profound truth unto the Gentiles. One that was an injurious man. One that was trained as a Pharisee of Pharisees. One that was eloquent. Spoke 13 different languages, and every tongue that he spoke in those languages, the name of Yahweh was the same. Yahweh said, I have raised up one from the bosom of his mother, that he may make my name known unto the Gentiles. He said, even those that practice heathen type of religion shall know my name. I believe what the truth of Yahweh says and what the word of Yahweh says. I don't have to question it. I receive it by faith. And I believe it by faith. Now we must have a witness of this profound statement in what we call the new covenant, or it has no relevance at all. Scripture declares in Acts chapter 9, The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9 and verse 11. I will read that properly the way it ought to be read. Verse 11, and Yahweh said unto him, arise and go to the street that is called Straight, inquire in the house of Yada, for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. He told him exactly who he had identified, where his place was, and you go to that one that I have ordained for a very specific purpose. The scripture says, and have seen in a vision a man named, it says, Hananiah, coming in and putting his hand on him, that Saul might receive his sight. Then Hananiah answered, Yahweh, I have heard by many of this man how evil he hath done to the saints of Jerusalem. He said, I know the personality of Saul. He is a ruthless man. He has wasted the saints in Jerusalem. Yahweh authoritatively, as he spoke unto Hananiah, he said, and here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. Saul knew that that name of Yahweh was a precious name. And all of a sudden he hears of this uproar of these calling on the name of Yahweh, and crying out in that name, and he said unto the priest, there is disturbance there in Jerusalem. I must take care of those things. And he went to waste the saints of Yahweh, for they had a liberty to call upon that precious and mighty name of Yahweh. Verse 15. But Yahweh said unto him, go thy way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me. For what purpose? To bear my name before the Gentiles, before kings, and the children of Israel. He said, I have raised up this one named Saul, that he shall bring my name before the heathens and the Gentiles of the world, that they may know whom I am. And he shall bear the truth of my name, and he shall speak with authority in my name. And throughout the time, these pagan worshippers, they have associated the name of Yahweh with pagan idioms that are acceptable to the masses of people. This nation and generation is a very gullible one. It has no ingenuity or in spirit to even search out the smallest of things, because it requires energy and it requires time. And yet it will not extend that kind of energy on something that is so relevant to their souls. I would make sure that I am worshiping him the way that he demands us to worship him, in spirit and in truth. And the truth that we must know the Father's name. And Jesus is a lie and a deception. That is not his name. And if I speak that with blasphemy, in hell I shall lift up my eyes. I speak it with boldness and authority, because I know you can never deduct the name Jesus that has nothing to do with even the names of the Old Testament, the names that are Hebrew. And yet men will say that his name is a Hebrew name, but yet the name of Abraham is Hebrew. Isaac, Isaiah, all of these names are Hebrew. Zechariah, they're Hebrew names. They are not Americanized English Latin names.
These are Hebrew names. The name David is a Hebrew name. And yet they say the father's name has lost its integrity. Not so. And so he raised Saul up for that specific thing, to take the word unto the Gentiles, to the heathens of the earth, that they may know the authority and the power of the Father's name. We have walked in a religious mindset. There has not been a power or an authority without us all. We can speak from our own hypocrisy and declare our own righteousness, but it hasn't come by the righteousness of the laws of Yahweh. Our judgment is corrupt, it's vile, it's evil, and it's wicked. There's not a pure judgment. It is a corrupt judgment. We judge the poor differently than we judge those that have aspiration in our own hearts. That is a wicked, vile, evil thing. And that is why this nation shall fall. She has judged the poor unjustly. She has not been just by those that cannot even bear themselves up. Those that are the rulers, they have kept back the wages of the poor in deceit and fraud throughout the nations of the world. The rich from America have taken advantage of those that have no ability to even fight back. And you think America shall escape the judgment of Yahweh? You are deceived in your own mind. Your heart is as corrupt as the world's heart. Because we shall not escape the judgment of Almighty Yahweh. He says in verse 16, "For I will show him great things." There are great things that Saul, he said, he must suffer for my name's sake. He did not say for the authority, but he shall suffer for my name's sake. And when those declare the name of Yahweh, you will suffer in a great way. Men will ostracize you. They will segregate from you. They will not take pleasure in your conversation. That is the only name given under the earth whereby we are to be saved. And we are saved in the name of Yahweh because Messiah is the Yoshak of Almighty Yahweh. There are many things in the book that we call the Bible ought not to be there. And if men would literally take time to search and understand that every word has an origin. The name of Yahweh, it came directly from the mouth of the Father. Well, you say all languages were polluted. Not so, my friend, because Abraham, he knew the name of Almighty Yahweh. And he built the altar unto the Father that his name may be exalted. That he knew the one that said, "Take your son and you bring the offering before me." And he obeyed him willfully and faithful. So did Adam. He knew the name of the Father. It's amazing how those names retain their integrity. Throughout the world and the nation, there's only one way you can pronounce the name of Shaitan. It is still enunciated Shaitan. Yet the name of the Father has lost its integrity. It did not derive from the name Jesus. And this blind generation can see that before their eyes, and they will still reject truth. You cannot get the name Jesus out of your way. Jesus is a pagan deity, and it came from the pagan gods of the Greek, and that is the truth. You can never get that. Anything man lay his hands to, he will corrupt it. And man has taken scripture, and he has used it. He has laid down his laws and his perspective in there. That is what he has done. That is why Yahweh, we must have the Kudush Ruah of Yahweh in us. We must be led by the Spirit. Your emotions, your feelings, the things that you retain, they're going to lead your soul into hell. That is why we need the Spirit. That's why Messiah said the Father will not leave you comfortless. And the Spirit of Yahweh will not lead you to deceit and lies and corruption. What we have been filled with has been a religious anointing. How can you say that? Was not Saul the man that Yahweh had called? And yet he was his man. And he had wasted the saints in Jerusalem. He had torn them to smithereens. He had caused them to be destroyed, as he did with many of those that dwelt there in Jerusalem. The scripture says that Shaphan was a man that was full of wisdom. He was full of the Spirit of Yahweh. He was full of integrity. And he laid down his cloak. The witness Saul saw the very brutal death that came upon him because he preached in that name. He preached in that name. Is the whole story told? Well, what about Messiah? Is the whole story told? No. That's why we need the Spirit, saint. We need the Spirit of Yahweh. Verse 17. And Hananiah went his way, and he entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Saul, he said, Yahweh has sent me. Yahshua having appeared unto thee in the way as thou comest, that thou might receive thy sight, and be filled with the Kudus Ruah, be filled with Yahweh's Spirit. And scripture says, and immediately there fell from his eyes, as it were scales, and he received his sight, forthwith he arose, and he was baptized. How could he be baptized in the name of Jesus? Or in the name of Jesus? He was baptized in the name of Yahweh. That's why Messiah said, you go and teach all nations. You baptize them in the name of the Father. What is his name? Don't tell me it's Jesus. That is a pagan lie. His name is Yahweh. It's not Jesus. It can never be that. His name is Yahweh. And this wicked world has done all it could to destroy that identity. Yet he said, the Gentiles shall know my name. And they shall know that it is a great name. And men shall fear that name. They will fear it so that they will leave it alone. But they shall know that that is my name. And Saul was an injurious man. He killed. He did it all in zeal, without understanding. And yet scripture says he is and was a chosen vessel. He always says in Revelation, but we are the called, the chosen, the elect, and the faithful of Almighty Yahweh. So he has chosen those before the foundations of the earth. He has predestinated them to become sons. That is what he has done. Then those that were baptized in the name of Jesus, are they saved? There is no J, and there is no J in the Hebrew language, in the Aramaic. The language or the letter J has just been introduced some 470 years. How is it that history teaches these things? And yet we reject that. The nations of the world reject that. How is that? How do you deduct Jesus and you derive with Jesus? How do you get Yahweh and then Jesus out of that? You can never do that. It is the corruption of man, his deeds and his actions and what he has done. The Gentiles shall know this mighty name, and they shall know that it is a great name. You always said unto Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 9 and verse 16. He said, Pharaoh, at this or in very deed for this cause, for no other reason, I have raised thee up to show in thee my power. As far as my authority, your kingdom is a great kingdom. And they had thousands of gods, hundreds of thousands of gods in Egypt. He said, I'm raising you up to show you your gods have no power. He has raised this nation up to show America all of her gods have no power at all. I believe that Yahweh raised it up to bring about the devastation upon an arrogant land that's full of pride and sin and adulterous, fornicating, evil, corrupt ways. They condemn the just and they exalt the wicked. They drop down the righteous man and they exalt the whorish, vile thing that is evil. They have no ability to cause sin, sin because their hearts are evil. So they can't judge righteously. So you look at a matter of Yahweh that will judge righteously and will deal with sin and show you the root cause of it. For they reject the love of Yahweh. And they despise the laws that bring civility in a land whereby man can walk righteously, pure, without murmuring and complaining, that he will be a man that is unrebukable in the midst of a perverted and evil generation. When one gets rebuked because they are murmurers and complainers, you judge your own wicked heart. No, you judge your heart the way you judge the brother or the sister. You judge your heart that way. And then you will just see how corrupt it is, how evil it is, and how deceitful your own heart and your own deceitfulness shall take your soul into the dark abysses of hell. And that is the truth. He said, Pharaoh, for no other purpose I've raised thee up, to show in thee my authority and my power. And he said, you have your gods, but for this purpose and that my name. He said, and that my name, not his authority, he said, but that my name may be declared or made known throughout all the earth. Not just in America, but in Uzbekistan, in Afghanistan, in Russia, in China. Wherever, he said, my name shall be declared. And when something is declared, it is made known vociferous. It is spoken. He said, and my name is synonymous with the power and with the devastation that I shall reap upon you, and your kingdom shall fall. And the nation shall know that it was not done by Dagon. It was not done by Jesus or Jesus. It was done by Yahweh. And they shall know that it is Yahweh that has done these things. For what purpose? That his name may be declared. And he has raised up this nation, pagan, infidel nation, filled with corruption and greed, lasciviousness and concupiscence, a lust that cannot be controlled, the flesh cannot be controlled, and there's such a sexual impulse in this nation that the little ones are perverted. The old ones are perverted. They're full of a sexual filthiness. Satan has shaped their little minds with that vile thing that they call a television. He has made it so inexpensive that the poor man owns one now. He's shaping their souls for hell. They're giving their sons and daughters to Molech and Mocom. That's the truth. Their minds are shaped by darkness, homosexuality, paganism, humanistic teachings that they're teaching the children. That they're denying Yahweh. They're denying that there is a creator. And they implant and impart that spirit into the heart of a child. Because they're not Yahweh's. They're not. He has sealed his that are his. And this generation is so corrupt that they will curse Yahweh. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to repent of their fornication and their sins. They're not going to repent of their lies. But they're going to gnaw with their teeth and they're going to curse the very one that made them. They're going to curse him and say, it's your fault that this has happened. And yet he has warned us. He has given us ample warning of these great things that shall manifest in this wicked nation, and they are coming. And so he raised up Pharaoh to make his name known in the midst of the earth. You think he raised him up to make that word or title God known? There was no Jesus in that hour. You don't translate the name of anyone. You maintain the integrity of their name. When I was in Kenya, the word Daude is David. But they did not call me Daude. They call me David. For that is the integrity of my name. It is not Daude. It is David. And the Father's name is not Jesus. That is a deception and a lie. It is the disguise of hell. That's why you have hell in these whorehouses. They are full of hell and seduction and wickedness. That's all it's full of. Whoredom and sin. They deny the Shabbat. You think they're going into the kingdom. Yahweh raised them up for that purpose, to make his power known. As there were two twins, yet unborn, Esau and Jacob, he loved one and he hated the other. For what reason? To show to us his sovereign power to choose whom he will. That's why he did it. Not your choosing, but his choosing. So he did that to let you know it's me. It's not your prayers, it's me, honey. It's not your fasting, it's me. It's not your cry and your laboring, no, it's me. Because you will think that you have prayed it, no, it's me. It's me. I have done this. It's not your prayers because they have been prayed in a mess. You have not even believed what you prayed. And if you sit here before Yahweh with true integrity, how much of your prayers fill with doubt? You ask, you believe, and yet you question, you truly don't believe. You ask your own spirit that. And if you ask that with integrity, you will get an honest answer. An answer that is full of honesty. But you that think that you are spiritual, you won't answer that truly. Oh, I know the answer for me truly. I don't have to hide anything before my Father. He sees everything. I want him to know it. I want him to know my unbelief. My inability to be faithful and to be consistent. You can sit here in your hypocrisy and say, I have done all those things like the rich ruler. And yet he said, you lack one thing. You lack one thing. You lack one thing. You love you more than you love me. That's it. You raise up Pharaoh to declare his name throughout the earth, that his name may be known. And so what man has done, he has even altered that. His story. So he has made his story up to be fairy tales, old fables, yet it is the truth. He destroyed them in the Red Sea. Israel went over dry shod. Yet there was not one of them lost. Because Yahweh was with them. He was their guide and their head. I'm reading this from the old covenant to show you the truth and the strength of the new. For they witness the same. It says in Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 6. Isaiah 56 verse 6. He said, I want you to understand this, Isaiah. Look at the simplicity of the scripture. Also, he always said, the sons of the stranger, those that don't even know me, that join themselves to Yahweh, to serve him, and to love the name of Yahweh. Now, how do you reject that? In the King James, it says to love the name of the Lord God, or God. To love the name of the Lord. And if you do a thorough search in Strong's Concordance, you will see where it says Lord, that it will say Jehovah. life from the pit of hell. Yet they know, even in their corrupt minds, that there is a name. And even the scholarly minds, they would tell you that the name was replaced with a title. And all of their documentations is there. And yet there's such an ignorant generation. It doesn't want to believe what's before their eyes. So Yahweh is not going to prove nothing to you. I don't care who you are. He is not. The faith of Yahweh comes by hearing Scripture. That is not hard to understand. He said, even the strangers, the Gentiles, that join themselves, oh, come unto this knowledge of the law and obey the law. That's what he's saying. That join themselves or take heart to the law. And what the prophet says, themselves unto me, Yahweh. He said, and to honor me, to serve me, to fear me, and to love the name of Yahweh. What is the name? If he is the God, what is the name of the God that you must love? Why this nation will not tell the people? Why these preachers that declare themselves to be preachers, why will they not inform the people? For they are fearful of their resources and their monies will be lost. That is the truth. The people will go out and seek one of their own kind. And that will lead them to more destruction. The blind leading the blind. And they all fall in the ditch. You cannot love him without loving his name. He said, those that love my name to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Shabbat. A man loves Yahweh, he will keep the Shabbat from polluting it and take hold of my covenant. How can they love him when they will not take hold of his covenant? How is that? How do we justify the wicked and yet we condemn the righteous? One that strives to, in all of their ability, to please the Father. And yet the wicked do the things that are pleasing to their flesh. And we will defend the wicked and not the righteous. I'm set for defense of the truth. I defend the just of Yahweh's laws in the hearts of his house. So any stranger that will open his mind and obey the laws in my covenant and love my name, and in that they will serve me. He said, I will bless them. Now that is Old Testament, what we call. What does it say in the New Covenant? Scripture says in Acts chapter 15, verse 11. Acts 15, verse 11. But we believe that through the grace, I like the other translation of this, but we believe that through the undeserved pardon of Yahshua, we were undeserving of the pardon of our sins, Yahshua Messiah, we shall be saved even as they, as accordingly as Israel shall be saved. Then all the multitude, they kept silence. And they gave audience, or they gave their ear to Barnabas and Saul, declaring what miracles and wonders Yahweh had wrought among the Gentiles by them. It says in the King James that they declare the miracles that and wonders that God. Who is he? They declared the miracles that Yahweh had wrought among them, among the Gentiles by them. Look at the mighty work that he did by the hand of the one that he had elected to take this message unto the Gentiles. That such a profound work was done, and they knew it was done by Yahweh. For Saul declared the name of the Father. And by declaring that, it opened up the revelation of who the Son is. For he came in his Father's name to declare and to establish the righteous name of the Father. It is not the deceptive lie Jesus. It is Jesus that is a Latin Americanized name. Every encyclopedia and dictionary will tell you that. We are afraid to confront truth. That's what this nation is. A person looks in the mirror, they are afraid to confront the reality of what they are. They look at themselves and say, well,
you look good, man. Well, you don't. He stands there with his big beer gut. And then he would declare, boy, the babes are looking at me. Look at it. I'm all right. And that's the way we are. She will stand there and say, honey, you sure do look good. You don't look good. And so we don't have that honesty about ourselves to say, you look a mess. You're pitiful. We don't want to say that. Oh, my son would never do that. That's what all mothers say. Oh, my daughter, she is a pristine. That's what all daddies say. And yet they deceive mothers and fathers. Every last one of you have done things to deceive your mommy, your daddy. Have you had one? And yet this is a very gullible generation and a nation. The brains have been fried on the immaterial things. And so they have no sense of anything that is true today. Watch my mother as the lies from her children were told. And she would always take up for them, even in their corruption. Drunkards and liars, she would take up for them. I recall a visitation with my natural brother. He's not a brother. And I watched how she upheld the dog, even in his wrong.